It feels great. You know, we're going into the series. We know it's going to be a tough, tough game. We just want to make sure we took care of home court advantage and, you know, put ourselves in a good situation to, you know, possibly, you know, win another championship.
Do you throw the world at trying to win this next game away? I know it's best of five, but you throw everything in to try and get that away win?
Definitely. You know, it's going to come down to a lot of road wins. Getting a road win and then coming back and hopefully taking care of business. But definitely going up there trying to have the mindset of going in there just giving all you have and hopefully still winning the road.
Barely anyone's won on the road in the grand final series for years. What's different about it? What makes it so hard?
Well, just going into someone else's court, you got the home court advantage, you got the crowd into it. Everyone plays better at home. We know going into LA War is going to be a tough environment to play in. We've got to be ready for it.
You guys won there on New Year's Eve. What did you do differently to prepare for that you might be able to do again this time?
Well, it was a totally different game back then. We didn't have a lot of players that we have now. You know, grand finals, we're playing for it all. So you can't really look at that game and, you know, try to take anything from there. We just got to go in with an aggressive mindset from the start, limit to one shot, and hopefully steal one.
Is your confidence on the road better since those 3 wins on the road that you had, you know, around that time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We, you know, we pride ourselves in, you know, taking care of business, doing the Wildcats way, playing our type of basketball. In these last couple away games, we did just that. And, you know, we have to do the same thing going into LA War. Well, yeah, we're full of strength now, so everyone's, you know, full of confidence going into there, knowing that, you know, we did it on the road without those guys. So to have those guys here with us, it only makes us that much better.
Their coach called them soft last night, saying they didn't hit the boards hard enough. So do you expect a much different team on Wednesday night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, they're a great team. They have great coaching staff. So, you know, they're going to look at the game film and see what they can do better. And we did a good job on the board, so that's going to be a point of emphasis for them. So we have to go in expecting that and be ready for it.
What was the turnaround, do you think, from the first half to the second half? They seemed to hit their shots.
Yeah, right.
A bit more pressure on the ball carry?
Well, I feel like we locked in a little bit more. We came out kind of sluggish. You know, they did a good job running their offense and getting rebounds. They out-rebounded us in the first half, so once we addressed those issues, I feel like we made the right step.
There's a moment in the game where, when you're under the pump, where they had a fast break, looked like it was going to go down an easy 2 points, and Damian Martin just came flying down the court and swatted it away.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that? And was that a significant moment?
That was totally like a game changer. You know, I had actually stopped the play because I actually thought it was, you know, a dunk or 2 points. But that just showed you the heart of Damo. And when you see your leader do that, then it just makes everyone want to follow.
He was on the ground a fair bit during the game, diving after the ball, throwing himself around, which is what we're accustomed to seeing from him. How important is that during a big game like that?
Oh, so important. Like I said before, Damo set the tone for other guys. So you saw Matty Knight diving on the floor, Jesse diving on the floor, and those senior players. So it just pretty much makes me want to do more, and I know the other guys the same way.
He doesn't score a lot of points, but defensively, as you spoke about, he does so much. Have you ever played with a player like him who's so good defensively?
Never. I'll just watch a film of Damo just doing a bit of the dirty work, and I was just amazed. Just his energy, his, you know, his will to get the job done. You know, he'd be at the baseline and chase a guy down full court and get the block and come up with a steal or something. So that's just Damo, who he is, and I'm just, yeah, really grateful to play with him.
And he won the grand final MVP last season. How crucial was he in that, and how inspirational was he there as well?
Oh, he's a big contribution to this team. He comes at each and every game and does the exact same thing. We all know what to expect out of Damo, and when he do it, it just boosts us up.
And your own form, it's been really good recently. Can you talk us through the foot injury you were carrying earlier this year and how much it kind of held you back?
Yeah, I had I had a couple injuries to the same foot. So it was kind of, you know, hard doing the same things that I usually do in the games, using my athleticism, jumping, running a little bit on it. But, you know, I got into, you know, the training staff, and they did a great job just helping me look after it.
What was the injury exactly?
I had something at the bottom of my foot, kind of like a bone bruise at the bottom of my foot, and I had an Achilles issue at the same foot, and I had rolled my ankle. Yeah, so it was just all bad.
Bad foot.
Yeah.
I was reading an article that you almost said that you know, this is your last stint at Perth. One, is that true? And then two, are you thinking now big time? Are you wanting to finish this series off in style so that the NBA looks at you in a more serious way?
Yeah, well, I didn't mean it as like this is my last, time playing with the Wildcats. I really don't know what my future holds, but I just want to, go out and, you never really know when you're done playing basketball. So I just want to take advantage of my time here and hopefully get another one.
Do you hope a really good series, though, an MVP? I know it's not about personal accolades, but an MVP of a grand final series sends a message to the NBA?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's those guys' job to scout and evaluate. And if, my name come across, then so be it. If not, then, winning a championship is great for me.
Yeah.
No, well, see, I've kind of grown my beard in. I don't know if y'all can tell. I'm going to have to zoom the cameras in a little bit. But, this is my first time ever growing a beard. I don't think I can get any facial hair at all. So I'm kind of happy that the guys made me not shave. So
that's across the whole team, is it?
Yeah. Beards for players. Yeah, everyone growing the beards, letting them grow out a little bit. So.
Coach too.
Who's worst on the ground? Who's battling really? Who just can't grow facial hair?
Well, it's between me and JK. JK has like the little baby hairs growing in, so I doubt his connect ever.
And you're going to be a long series to get something, right?
Yeah, I know that's right.